The phones started to ring. We're starting to take calls from around town, and just like to alert the public that now is the time to start tightening up on our household garbage maintenance, try to get it where it's inaccessible to bears. You know, there seems to be a couple of contributing factors, and one of those, I receive a number of calls from people that have live chickens, and live chickens, of course, are a draw for black bears. And another one is diapers. People who throw diapers in the garbage and leave it out on the street. Bears love diapers. People don't like picking diapers up so much. So if those can be secured, you'll be doing the bears a favor, the department a favor, and yourself a favor. One problem I'm encountering with the trap is that, you know, I get a call. There's a bear in the neighborhood getting into the garbage. I put the trap out there, and the trap is competing with 50 garbage cans out on the side of the street.
Some of which have baby diapers in them.
Some of which have baby diapers in them. And so it can be a little tough to lure that bear into the trap when there's so much readily available food around. Another thing, just with regard to the trap, if you happen to see it in your neighborhood, please keep children and pets away from the trap because it's got a heavy metal door on it. It's spring-loaded, and I don't want anybody or anybody's pets to get hurt. You know, I bait it up with a combination of oats, molasses, bacon, and dog food. Anyway, it's a little bit of a concern about putting this trap out in areas where you have, you know, dogs at large and particularly children that, you know, they're kind of curious and drawn to something like that. So just be aware that it's dangerous even when there isn't a bear inside of it.